KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, we have cloudy skies, light rain, and 35 degrees in Atlantic. For the past 24 hours, we picked up 1.39 inches of rainfall. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. In Southwest Iowa News, Red Oak police report a woman was arrested late Wednesday evening for allegedly assaulting a police officer during an altercation. Officials say in addition to the assault on a peace officer charge, 33-year-old Becky Jo Hegarty of Red Oak was charged with breach of peace. The charges stem from an incident which allegedly occurred in the 100 block of Ratliff Road. Hegarty was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on $2,000 bond. I'll have more news after this.
You look like you've had a rough morning. What's the matter?
Well, my wife asked me to get the furnace checked a while ago, but I waited too long. My furnace broke before I left to work today, and so I tried to go to Masker Plumbing and Heating, but they weren't there.
What do you mean they weren't there?
I went over to their building, and it was empty. The furnace is still broken, and now I have a reservation on the couch tonight.
You do know they moved, right?
They what?
They moved to 305 Birch Street in Atlantic. You can still get your furnace fixed, and now you can cancel your reservation on the couch.
Don't be left out of the loop. For all of your plumbing, heating, cooling, backhoe service, and septic tank needs, go to Masker Plumbing and Heating at their new location, 305 Birch Street in Atlantic. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you. Two people were sent to the hospital to be checked for possible injuries following a single vehicle accident last night northwest of Malvern in Mills County. According to the Iowa State Patrol, a 1997 Nissan 200SX driven by 21-year-old Kevin Jr. Boer of Council Bluffs was traveling east on Highway 34 and distracted by his phone when his passenger yelled about an animal on the roadway. When Boer swerved to miss the creature, his car hit a bridge and guardrail near 295th Street before coming to rest against the guardrail. The accident happened just before 11 p.m. Boer and his passenger, 20-year-old Megan Nicole Beckstrom of Red Oak, were transported by Malvern Rescue to Creighton Hospital in Omaha. The patrol says both were wearing their seatbelts. Deputies of the Mills County Sheriff's Office, along with Malvern Fire and Rescue, assisted at the scene. Atlantic Mayor Dave Jones last night tried to clear up the muddy waters, so to speak, with regard to a meeting of the city's Personnel and Finance Committee. The unpublicized and unannounced meeting was held less than a week before the city council was to have held a closed session to discuss a personnel matter, which, as we learned, pertained to city administrator Doug Harris. Jones denied the P&F committee's meeting was with regard to Harris, though.
The personnel finance meeting conducted on March 28th was held to discuss personnel matters. I do not believe items discussed at this meeting should be discussed in the public forum, but I will tell you what the committee did not do. The committee did not say, and I will say again, did not discuss statements about the Don Sontag when he was at the council meeting on March 20th. We also did not discuss firing Doug Harris. I want to repeat that. We did not discuss what Don Sontag's statement was at that meeting. We did not discuss anything about firing Doug Harris.
On March 20th, the local developer Don Sontag pulled his application for $250,000 in tax increment financing funds from the city, which he said would have helped to bankroll a $2.1 million housing development on the city's southern edge. He claimed at the time that Harris had been working behind the scenes to, quote, derail the project. Jones and Councilman Steve Livengood attended the Personnel and Finance Committee meeting on March the 28th. Livengood is the council's representative on the committee. He emphatically agreed with Jones on a couple of points, but they did not discuss Don Sontag or the issue of TIFs.
The fact that it was difficult getting everybody focused again because everybody wanted to talk, and it's like, that's not what we're talking about, and we didn't talk about that.
Livengood didn't mention, however, whether the topic of Harris ever came up at that meeting. Jones said in an interview with KJAN News on April 12th that he and City Attorney Dave Wiederstein agreed that any closed session discussions over personnel matters should be limited to annual performance evaluations or disciplinary matters. Jones said Wiederstein thought it was appropriate for himself and the mayor to personally discuss the employment issue with Harris and that a statement could be placed in the personnel file. Therefore, he said there would be no need for a public or closed discussion on the matter. The Shelby County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest late Tuesday night of an Elkhorn man. 18-year-old Dylan Jagger was taken into custody on a charge of domestic abuse assault after he allegedly assaulted a family member. The incident, which took place at a residence in the 2000 block of Elm Street in Elkhorn, was reported just before midnight. Jagger was brought to the Shelby County Jail and held pending an appearance before the magistrate. The Iowa State Patrol and a Cass County Sheriff's deputy assisted at the scene. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest Wednesday morning of 18-year-old Abigail Caitlin Varelek of Grant. Verilek was arrested on a magistrate's warrant for domestic assault, a simple misdemeanor. She was brought before the magistrate and has since been released. And an ROTC cadet from Southwest Iowa attending Buena Vista University in Northwest Iowa has been charged in connection with the detonation of a homemade explosive on campus. Ryan Thompson reports.
According to Storm Lake Police, 21-year-old Matthew Hansen of Villisca detonated the device about 10:20 Monday night. University officials were made aware of a loud noise, but it wasn't determined by security until Tuesday afternoon that an explosive device had been detonated. Police allege Hansen constructed the device using a flameless heater from a military meals ready to eat kit and placed it in a glass bottle. A chemical reaction was initiated and the bottle and its contents blew up. The device was placed approximately 10 feet from Swope Hall, and upon detonation, spread broken glass and debris in an area approximately 15 feet in diameter. No injuries were reported. Public Safety Director Mark Prosser says during the investigation, no evidence, information, or statements were collected that in any way connected the incident to the bombing incident, which occurred in Boston earlier in the day. Reporting from Storm Lake, this has been Ryan Thompson.
Hansen is charged with possession of an explosive device and reckless use of an explosive device. He was held in jail on $3,000 bond. Police were assisted in their investigation by the U.S. Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms at the State Fire Marshal's Office and University Security. News time is 7:13.
You look like you've had a rough morning. What's the matter?
Well, my wife asked me to get the furnace checked a while ago, but I waited too long. My furnace broke before I left to work today, and so I tried to go to Masker Plumbing and Heating, but they weren't there.
What do you mean they weren't there?
I went over to their building, and it was empty. The furnace is still broken, and now I have a reservation on the couch tonight.
You do know they moved, right?
They what?
They moved to 305 Birch Street in Atlantic. You can still get your furnace fixed, and now you can cancel your reservation on the couch.
Don't be left out of the loop. For all of your plumbing, heating, cooling, backhoe service, and septic tank needs, go to Masker Plumbing and Heating at their new location, 305 Birch Street in Atlantic. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you. In the funeral announcements, Barbara Havens Harris, age 83, of Wyota, died Monday. Funeral services for Barbara Harris will be this morning at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Hugh Rusty Bailey, age 60, of Council Bluffs and formerly of Atlantic, died last Thursday. Funeral services for Rusty Bailey will be this morning at 11 o'clock at the Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Jean Saltgrove Lowry, age 90, formerly of Bridgewater, died Sunday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Jean Lowry will be today at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Bridgewater. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Louis Andreessen, age 80, of Manning, died Saturday. Funeral services for Louis Andreessen will be held today at 2 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Bonnie Moore, age 80, of Oakland and formerly of Atlantic, died Monday in Council Bluffs. Visitation for Bonnie Moore will be held this evening from 4 until 7 p.m. at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Dean Stiles, age 76, of Dexter, died Sunday in Des Moines. Memorial services for Dean Stiles will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Dexter United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Dexter has the arrangements. Nioma Clausen, age 89, of Elkhorn, died Wednesday in Nebraska. Funeral services for Nioma Clausen will be held on Saturday at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has the arrangements. Delbert Dwayne Johnson, age 81, of Atlantic, died Tuesday. Graveside services for Delbert Johnson will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Oakwood Cemetery in Lewis. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. And Richard Hochstetter, age 55, of Greenfield, died Wednesday. No services will be held for Richard Hochstetter. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle is in charge of the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. I'm Rick Henson reporting.